Mini episode 576 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 576 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider now in its 12th year. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris with our fantasy football overview for the 2015 season. Every fantasy football campaign is distinct from those that came before, but this one in particular carries some unique challenges and circumstances. In a moment, the FantasyDraftHelp.com overview for the 2015 football season. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah, great.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah, I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Rarely are there any notes for a specific year as important as this one. Having a high pick in the first round of a standard serpentine draft this year is not only unhelpful, it is actively counterproductive. With Le'Veon Bell, who would have been a pretty easy number one overall pick otherwise, starting the season on the sidelines for three games, there is a great amount of parity most of the way through the first round, notwithstanding some of our misguided colleagues in the industry who still put him on top. It is almost impossible to extract value from a high first-round pick. The first real break in value doesn't come until about midway through the third round, which of course means with the divergence of opinion typical in drafts that even those drafting late in the first and third rounds have no excuse for failing to nail their first three picks. The obvious lesson for those in auction leagues is not to overbid for any of the first-round equivalent talents. This year, more than any other, let your auction or draft come to you. Our draft board at QB is shockingly identical to that of a year ago. 9 starter-worthy QBs, but 3 who really separate themselves in terms of value. Even 2 of those 3, Rodgers and Peyton Manning, are the same, with Luck replacing Breeze on that tier. RB1 is a bit deeper than in 2014, but the unfortunate trade-off is that there are more question marks than usual among those players. RB2 is pretty similar in terms of depth to 2014. WR1 is about as deep as it was in 2014, with WR2 boasting more talent than then, or most other years for that matter, but the most notable difference from any other season in recent memory comes from the overall slotting of wideouts. We have 4 of them in the top 10 overall players this year, a sharp break from the year-in, year-out conventional wisdom that says that the first round should always be sharply dominated by running backs. This is reflective of the explosiveness of the top tier of wide receivers, as well as the aforementioned unusual amount of questions swirling around the top tier of running backs. TE1 is deeper than in 2014, with 7 players on that level as opposed to 5. Even as Gronk occupies a tier of his own, as does Graham behind him, it's indicative of more depth at the position since 2 of last year's smaller TE1 crop, Cameron and Vernon Davis, were bumped down the board in 2015. That sums up our high-level analysis for the 2015 season. For more in-depth coverage, including our draft board and proprietary ultimate quantitative baseline statistic, check out Fantasy Football Draftology 2015, our annual guide, which will be coming your way very shortly for free on fantasydrafthelp.com. Thanks for tuning in, and go break off some value on your opponents in fantasy sports.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.